And for a doctor's perspective on the Republican health care proposal, I spoke earlier in the day with Atul Gawande. He is both a surgeon at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and a staff writer for The New Yorker.
I'm a cancer surgeon, and in many ways it will affect the patients widely. Trump has said his aim is better coverage than the ACA at lower cost. And if that were where it was going, then it would likely protect the people that unexpectedly come in to see me. But that is in conflict with this other goal that Republicans have, which is to actually dismantle the ACA and its funding. And that's that pull that lies in the middle of this.
As you say, you're a cancer surgeon. Much of the plan has to do with changes to Medicaid. Do you have Medicaid patients? And do you figure they would be affected by this?
Absolutely. Before RomneyCare, a version of the ACA passed here in Massachusetts, where I practice, about 10 to 15% of my cancer patients were people who didn't have coverage. And that group of people disappeared. I haven't taken care of an uninsured patient in years.
I asked Atul Gawande about a criticism that the new Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price has made of Obamacare. Price, who is an orthopedic surgeon, says some people who now have insurance have such big deductibles to pay that they still can't afford recommended procedures. Well, Gawande pointed out that the ACA does away with deductibles for primary care, but as for Price's criticism?
He's not wrong. If you just take the people who picked up coverage on healthcare.gov and the other exchanges around the country, over 40% have health plans with deductibles of $2,500 or more. And for most of them, that means that catastrophic expenses are still very difficult for them to meet. There are people really stuck in the middle. Medicaid, if you're at or near poverty, it has first dollar coverage. You have good benefits. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you are on the exchanges, you have a high likelihood, if you want one of the lower cost plans, that you are with a very high deductible and set of copays.
But when people say that, when defenders of the ACA say you should repair it, you shouldn't repeal it or replace it, is it evident to you what a few repairs are that have to be done? Or are we looking forward to decades of routinely repairing something because it's a very complex part of our economy?
It's going to be an answer a little bit of both. There are some obvious things to do. We have the group of people who don't have coverage under Medicare, don't have coverage under Medicaid, and their employer is not providing coverage, or they don't have an employer. They are in the online exchanges, going to healthcare.gov. And with some basically tweaks at this point, we would get more young and healthy people in to go along with the sicker, older population, and that would help flatten the premiums and keep that system growing. Insurance only works when you have young and healthy people joining the old and sick people in the insurance plans. You have a couple options then to get people there. One is to enforce the mandate, though that's unpopular. There are ways that also you encourage marketing to bring young people in. One of the concerns that I have about some of the executive orders are that they shorten the open enrollment period, and longer open enrollment periods get more young people in.
And I'm curious, you're having been a surgeon in Massachusetts, practicing medicine from before RomneyCare, through RomneyCare, through the Affordable Care Act, now with this new Republican replacement on the horizon. Do these changes change the way you make decisions as a surgeon?
I've seen the biggest change from when we went from a system that had large numbers of people who didn't really have coverage to one where it just was something you didn't have to think about. And so the kinds of things that I used to have to think about were right from the screening phone call of who could come in. Now, that hasn't completely disappeared. Now I'm in the realms of, does your network actually cover you to see me? And they end up having to go see someone who doesn't have a lot of experience because they can't afford the required $1,000 extra deductible that gets applied if they come to see me. Those kinds of problems are still there, but it's a radically different problem from the one where we were. We've made huge progress. We should be making more.
Surgeon Atul Gawande of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, thanks for talking with us today.
I'm delighted. Thank you.